Welcome to Locked On Yankees. I'm Jesse Spector, the editor of LockedOnYankees.com, a lifelong New Yorker and a former Daily News and Sporting News guy, now found in a variety of other places as a freelancer, including here. It'll be fun. Let's have fun. And the fun just keeps on coming for the Yankees. They've run their winning streak to 9 games with a sweep of the Angels. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Also today, going to talk about the series that the Yankees are going to play 4 games in Houston against the defending world champions. What a really great early season matchup that is. And CeCe Sabathia, who just steamrolled the Angels lineup to close out that sweep. 3 games on Sunday Night Baseball. But first, let's just, you know, get right into it with the 9-game winning streak. It's the Yankees' first winning streak of 9 games since they won 10 in a row in 2012. In 2012, the margin of victory, you know, the scoring margin during that 10-game winning streak was 52-21. So far during this streak, 9 games, the Yankees have outscored their opponents 64-18. This is the first Yankees 3-game sweep in Anaheim since 2003. So this is a team that's doing some stuff. And I think there's something else that really bears mentioning about this sweep in Anaheim, which is that Mike Trout, you know, the best player in baseball, 2-for-8 in the series, walked 3 times. Did you notice Mike Trout in this series? That's what the Yankees pitching staff did. Yankees pitching staff just held Mike Trout down pretty much for 3 games. He did score a run in the Friday night game. But the Yankees pitching was great. And yeah, you know, they gave up 6 runs in the series. It's fantastic what they did. I guess it was only 5 runs in the series because it was 4-3 on Friday night in the 10-inning game. And Luis Severino was, you know, really strong in that game. Then you come back with Tanaka, and he was great, and then Sabathia was great. The games each played out a little bit differently because, you know, the Yankees were held down throughout the game on Friday night, wind up tying the game in the 9th inning and then winning it in the 10th on the Didi Gregorius home run. Then Saturday was incredible because it was an 11-1 game, and you know, you hear the Yankees win a game 11-1, you figure, oh, well, you know, the bats were popping, they must have been sending dingers out left and right. No home runs. Yankees scored 11 runs without a home run. 5 in the 1st, 5 in the 2nd. If you thought that game was on at 10 o'clock, that was a 9 o'clock start, and you missed the whole thing, because by 10 o'clock it was already 10-0, and Tanaka was cruising. So then Sunday night, a pitcher's duel. You know, Tyler Skaggs and CeCe Sabathia, not necessarily an expected pitcher's duel in that one. But Gary Sanchez, oh man. If you thought that Gary Sanchez crushed the home run to walk it off against the Twins and complete that 4-game sweep, the ball that he hit off of Skaggs for the only 2 Yankees runs of the game, unreal. I struggled to remember seeing a ball hit over the bullpen in Anaheim. That was something. And it was gone the moment he hit it. Just an incredible shot. And you know, that's 7 home runs now for Gary Sanchez. A guy who has, I guess at this point you're not going to say he's off to a lousy start, but he's still only hitting 208. You know, he's obviously come alive since, you know, that first couple of weeks of the season, first week or so, is just going to linger over his season average for a little while longer here. But wow, you know, he's got 7 homers. He's crushing balls left and right, and he was hitting balls hard even when he wasn't getting hits. Now he's hitting balls hard, and they're going out of the park. Giancarlo Stanton still hasn't come all the way around, but you know, another hit for him on Sunday night. And the Yankees won this series with Aaron Judge, you know, out in 2 of the 3 games, doing very little. He had the golden sombrero on Friday night. He struck out three times, went 0-for-4 on Sunday night. He was obviously part of the rallies that the Yankees had on Saturday. But, you know, that's the power and the danger and the balance of this Yankees team, is that they've got so many different ways to beat you. But so much of it comes right on back to the pitching. And like I said, 18 runs allowed during a 9-game winning streak, and 5 of those games the Yankees have allowed 1 run. They gave up what they've given up in order here is 1-1-1, 3-4-3-3, 1-1. And what they've scored is 9-5-14-8-7-4-4-11-2. Angels actually kept him to 2 on Sunday night. Still didn't matter. So the Yankees go to Houston next, and we'll talk about that after I tell you that you can advertise here on Locked On Yankees. And to do so, all you need to do is send an email to lockedonnyy@gmail.com, and we'll get you set up with reasonable rates. So come on board and advertise Locked On Yankees at lockedonnyy@gmail.com. All right, so the Yankees are heading to Houston, a 4-game series with the defending world champions, the team that knocked the Yankees out in 7 games in the American League Championship Series in 2017. And let's just go right into the pitching matchups. Monday night, Sonny Gray against Charlie Morton. Sonny Gray looking to really get his season on track, and what a place to do it if he could in Houston. Tuesday, you've got Jordan Montgomery versus Justin Verlander. Wednesday, Luis Severino against Dallas Keuchel. And Thursday, Masahiro Tanaka against Lance McCullers Jr. I think that if you're the Astros, you're liking those matchups overall. But, you know, the way the Yankees have been playing, the way the Yankees have been hitting, and the way the Yankees have been pitching, there's nothing to take for granted here at all. And there's nothing to take for granted for either team, because the Astros are, you know, they're rolling along. They're 19-10, just took 2 out of 3 from the Oakland A's over the weekend. The Astros have scored at least 7 runs 12 times in their 29 games, and they've allowed 2 or fewer runs 18 times in their 29 games. I don't know how much to put into this, really. The Yankees have won 9 in a row, so you know that they're coming in hot, but you also know that streaks end. And, you know, especially at the end of, it's not the end yet because they still got the series against Cleveland, the Yankees do. They come home and play Cleveland after this. It's a 4-game series. The getaway day is an afternoon game on Thursday. So, you know, you're going down to Houston and, you know, you're obviously looking to win every game because that's what you do. This is professional sports. You're not going in there saying, oh, let's try to, you know, take 2 out of 4. But honestly, if the Yankees go down to Houston and get a split down there, I think you got to look at that and say, you know, all right, that's what happened. So I think that that's kind of where you set the bar, because you expect that it's really hard to see the Yankees rolling through Houston, running a winning streak to 13 games. And I know that every game is an independent outcome, you know, much like, you know, if you're sitting at the roulette wheel and, you know, it comes up black 9 times in a row, it can just as easily come up black another 4 times in a row and get you, you know, 13 straight. And if you've ever sat at a roulette table and seen, you know, it hit black, and then you bet red and it hits black again, you know exactly what the feeling is there. But it's a little bit different. And yeah, you're going up against a team here that is an elite team in the game, that is playing well. You're both playing well, so I think it should be a lot of fun in this series. The kind of fun that you can have when two really good teams who aren't necessarily in direct competition with each other play a 4-game set in late April and early May. So that's you know, there's a little bit less stakes to it, but there's still going to be some tension there too, because there's still feelings on both sides from the ALCS, and, you know, certainly on the Yankee side. They're both different teams that added to themselves over the offseason. The Yankees will not be seeing Gerrit Cole, obviously, but the Astros will be seeing Giancarlo Stanton. So we'll see how that all plays out. We know that the Astros have those very inviting left field Crawford boxes, and that the Yankees did not reach them super effectively during last year's ALCS. The Yankees really did struggle to put runs on the board in Houston, so we'll see where it all goes. The Yankees have, you know, Brett Gardner needs to get going. He's still been struggling. Neil Walker really needs to get going, because Gleyber Torres is now entrenched at second base. He had another hit and a walk on Sunday night. Miguel Andujar was hitless on Sunday night, but you know, continues to be there at third base. And you know, Brandon Drury is going to be back at some point in the not distant future. Greg Bird has another couple of weeks. Starting to be, you know, as tough as it is to see where Brandon Drury's at bats are going to come. And once Tyler Austin gets back from his suspension too, where are the at-bats going to be for Neil Walker? And that's such a weird thing, because when the Yankees got Neil Walker, you thought to yourself, oh, this guy is, you know, this guy's one of the finishing puzzle pieces. You know, this is a guy who can play different spots in the infield and is an established professional hitter. And I say that not in the way that, you know, professional hitter means a guy who hits slightly above replacement level and, you know, can play positions. Neil Walker's a good ball player, and he's been off to just a really tough start. You thought that maybe Saturday night would get him going. I know that, you know, one of his big plays was a strikeout with a passed ball that he beat the replay, but he had a real solid RBI hit later in the night. But it just, you know, comes back on Sunday night with an 0-for-4. And, you know, it certainly probably didn't help him that he was facing Tyler Skaggs, a lefty. He was biting right-handed, and that's his weaker side. But, boy, it's been a slog for Neil Walker. So, you know, he's a guy that needs to get going. Brett Gardner's the guy that needs to get going. And Stanton, at some point, you think is just going to pop off and go on a real run here. We'll see what happens. It should be a fun 4 games for the Yankees in Houston. More fun, I imagine, if they win 2, 3, or 4 of them. So we'll see how it goes. And in the meantime, you should see if Locked On Yankees is on your podcast delivery system of choice. We're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on Spotify, we're on Podbean, we're on so many places that you can get your podcasts. So find us there. If you're not finding us where you want to find us, send an email to LockedOnNYY@gmail.com or tweet at LockedOnYankees, and we'll get you set up in the same way that you need to be set up. So do that, and if you are subscribing to the show, thank you very much for doing so, and be sure to rate and review us. Really helps the show, so thank you for that. All right, last thing today on the Monday show is going back over Sunday night and beyond Sunday night, really, because we need to talk about CC Sabathia. He's 37. He's going to be 38 in July, and I'm 37. Turned 37 in March. So CeCe's one of an ever-shrinking number of major leaguers who's older than I am, and he has been fantastic. And 5 starts, he's allowed more than 1 earned run once. And that was when he gave up 3 home runs to the Orioles. So just, you know, weird things that happen. CeCe's 2-0. Got a 1.71 ERA, 16 strikeouts and 5 walks in 26 and a third innings. I know that, yeah, the strikeout total isn't really high, and I'll get to that more in a second, but, you know, 5 walks, that's, you know, a little bit better than a 3-to-1 ratio. Very strong. CeCe's at a point in his career where the Yankees don't really expect him to go deep in games, and on national TV against a good Angels team, he goes 7. And 7 in a way where you didn't really feel him in danger. He didn't even reach 100 pitches. He hasn't reached 100 pitches all year, and I'm not sure when or if he will. You didn't feel like he was in any kind of real big trouble, even when the Angels were you know, got their run on the board and were threatening to tie things up. It just didn't feel like things were out of control for CC in any way. Just phenomenal. Just phenomenal. Because of his age, because of his health, and he's already been on the DL this year, you've always got it. At least the question in your mind about how long this can last. But, you know, right now, who cares? Really. Just enjoy this, because this is great. Watching CC Sabathia doing what he's doing right now is fantastic. It's really wonderful. Because, you know, you think that, you know, he hasn't struck out more than four guys in a start this year. So I think it's pretty safe to say that he's got this whole pitching to contact and pitching effectively thing worked out pretty good. And, I mean, I know he was good last season too, but still, just think back to 2013, 2014, 2015. It really seemed like CC was done. Like, stick a fork in the guy. And it just... It just is wonderful to see him do all that he's done and to get back on track this way in his career and in his life. And, you know, it's great. And I think that, you know, it's something that's been going on, but it's something that you need to take a step back and look at and appreciate every now and then, step back from the day-to-day grind and just say, wow. You know, what CC Sabathia has done since the start of last year, but especially, you know, in his five starts this year. Just tremendous. It's just tremendous. And whatever happens for him from here on out, he's been a great part of this Yankee season already. And, you know, he's given you some highlights of just like, look at the April that CC Sabathia had. And, you know, maybe at the end, by the end of the year, the Yankees need some depth, but CC's giving you some big, big, big performances at the early stage of the year when the Yankees needed him to. And you can't say enough about all that he's done. So that's great. He's gonna be the one starting pitcher who you don't see in Houston, but that means when the Yankees get back to town in New York, he'll be the guy facing his old Cleveland team. You got that to look forward to at the end of the week. So, should be a fun time in Houston. We'll get back at you on Tuesday morning with another episode of Locked On Yankees, because that's how we roll here, 5 days a week. That is it for this time, though. So, remember to follow at Locked On Yankees on Twitter. Subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever it is that you do your podcasting, and that's it for today. We'll see you next time.